Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
North Dakota Senator John Hoeven and also South Dakota Senator Mike Rounds introduced the Trucking Regulations Unduly Constricting Known Service Providers Trucks Act at a time when the American Trucking Association estimates a nationwide trucker shortage of 80,000 drivers. This legislation would remove burdensome government regulations which are impacting the agricultural industry, school districts, and also trucking companies in rural America. In addition to Rounds and Hoeven, the legislation is also co-sponsored by Senator Kevin Cramer of North Dakota and Roger Marshall of Kansas. Senator Hoeven, in a statement, said, at a time when we already have a shortage of drivers and continued supply chain constraints, the FMCSA's new training requirements impose higher costs and discourage new drivers from entering the workforce. He added, our legislation provides important regulatory relief and flexibility by allowing exemptions for agriculture, small businesses, and state and local governments. Agricultural export values are accounting for a growing share of total U.S. export sales of all products. Gary Crawford from the USDA has more.
Agricultural export values are growing faster than exports of all U.S. goods, and they're grabbing a larger share of total U.S. export business. This from USDA economist James Kaufman. He says agriculture is becoming a much more important contributor to total U.S. exports, and he's got the figures to prove it. He says ag's share of all U.S. exports
has grown from 9% in 2002 to 12% in 2021.
During that same time frame, Kaufman says the dollar value of all U.S. exports grew by about 6% a year on average, ag exports growing at about 11% a year. Several factors playing into that. First,
there's been relatively slow growth of exports of capital goods like machinery and automobiles,
leaving more room for food and agricultural exports to gain a bigger share of the total U.S. export earnings. Plus, look at the high prices farm commodities have been fetching of late. That has helped to boost export values.
But there's also been extremely strong demand,
which he says is likely to continue.
Last week, more than 250 members of the National Farmers Union came to Washington, D.C. from all over the country to advocate for family farmers. During the week, members attended hundreds of congressional meetings, met with over a dozen federal agencies, and directly participated in discussions with Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, Commodity Futures Trading Commission Chair Rostin Benham, and many others. NFU President Rob LaRue said this has been an incredibly productive and successful fly-in for National Farmers Union, adding, it's a testament to our passion and interest of our members that are willing to take time away from their farm and come to Washington and build bipartisan support for fairness for farmers and their farm bill priorities. This is Inside Agriculture.